Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. All right, today we got a hot fix update that brings a new item to the game. So let's go ahead and bring up this blog post so that we can get the details about this new item in Fortnite. Okay, this is the Fortnite Battle Royale version 19.01, January 4th, hotfix. Last week saw the unvaulting of Clingers, and now this week sees the debut of a new item, a perfect complement to Medmist. Say hello to this shield keg. The shield keg restore all shields around it. You can spray a Medmist introduced in version 19.00 to restore your ally's health. With the new shield keg, throw it down to restore your whole squad's shields. This shield fountain spouts more than long enough to restore a player's shield from 0 to 100. But be careful where you throw one down, as it can restore enemy shields too. Find shield kegs in chests, on the ground, and from supply drops. Also exchange bars from Lieutenant John Llama and the Scientist. Winterfest wrapping up. As a reminder, Winterfest ends January 6th at 9 a.m. Eastern. Unwrap 14 gift items, 2 outfits included, complete Sergeant Winter's quest for XP and more, and unlock items by playing creator-made Winterfest games. Also, as one of the Epic Game Store's Epic Deals, get another gift outfit by logging into Fortnite from the Epic Games Launcher, then redeeming it from the item shop. And that's a wrap for now. Assemble your squads around a replenishing shield kit. A replenishing shield keg. So, there you go. Got this really cool new shield keg. From what I understand, it can actually heal up to 150 for shield, and I guess the when you throw it down, you know, it starts like spraying out shield, and it lasts for 30 seconds. So you can just sit in there, it goes for two hit points at a time. So it actually is going to heal you up and give you shield pretty quickly. So, really cool new item that obviously is going to be great for any team mode that you might be playing. But it actually is really good in solo as well, just because it does heal pretty quickly. So, there is that hot fix. Let's go ahead and get into another piece of news, and this is the earn up to 3 sprays in the Fortnite All Valley Cup. It's time to determine if you're the student or the sensei. Test your skills you've mastered in training and show your opponents no mercy in the All Valley Cup on January 8th for a chance to earn 3 separate cosmetic sprays. This competition will be solo, and the top performing players in each region will earn sprays, inspired by the 3 dojos of Cobra Kai. The top 50% of players in each region will earn the Cobra Kai spray, the top 30% will earn the Miyagi-Do spray and the Cobra Kai spray, while the top 10% will earn both of those sprays in addition to the Eagle Fang spray. You'll have a 3-hour window to compete in 10 matches. Earn as many points as you can in the 3 hours or 10 match limit. The scoring format awards placement points as well as eliminations. We're not going to go over the entire list, but it looks like each elimination is 1 point and a victory royale is worth 30 points. It's incredibly easy to participate. Just check under the Compete tab in-game and find the All Valley Cup to see when your region's tournament begins. Your career Epic account level must be 50 or higher, and you must have the two-factor authentication enabled on your account in order to participate. For more detailed information regarding rules and eligibility, please read the All Valley Cup official rules. All right, there you go. Get yourself some free sprays if that's what you feel like you want to do. And yeah, that is the news for today. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have in some of the LTMs. We have things like Figure 8 Jump Race, Frontal Crashes, Just Drive, Snowboard Slopes, Truck Pursuit New Year's, Color Dash, Lava, Drivers versus Snipers, Car Royale, Team Rumble, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have in Season Quests. You need to dance at Chonkers Speedway, Rocky Reels, and Greasy Grove. Now, when you pull these up on this challenge, it shows you exactly where they are on the map, and all of those plays are named POIs, so it's just as simple as landing there and doing a dance. All three of these locations have vehicles. Now, if you start out at Chonkers Speedways, it does have the Whiplash vehicles there with the Chonkers already on them, so you'd be able to land there right away, dance real quick, grab one of those Whiplash with the Chonkers, drive over to Rocky Reels, dance real quick, and then take that same vehicle and drive over to Greasy Grove and dance real quick. So you'd be able to get it done in a single match really fast if you did it that way. But other than that, pretty straightforward challenge. So there's that one. Let's go ahead and head our way over to the item shop and see what it is that we have in the item shop today. Okay, we still have the Boba Fett, Cobra Kai items all here, and then we have the Desert Dominator outfit for 800, the Jaime outfit with the Shiro back bling for 2000, the Modern Glider for 500, the Hitchhiker emote for 500, the Reanimated emote for 800, the Jubilation emote for 200. We have the Stormlight bundle, which has the Nightbeam outfit, Lumicore red backbling, Flare outfit, Lumicore green backbling, Splintered light harvesting tool, Mega Bat glider, and the Vivid axe harvesting tool, all for 2,800. That's 2,300 off the total. Nightbeam outfit with the Lumicore red backbling is 1,500. The Flare outfit with the Lumicore green backbling is 1,500. The Splintered Light Harvesting Tool is 800. Mega Bat Glider is 800. The Vivid Axe Harvesting Tool is 500. We have a new outfit today, the Mel outfit, in the mix and on the hunt. This is 800 V-Bucks. Pretty good deal for one of these types of outfits. I always like the 800 V-Buck ones that, you know, are actually pretty detailed, you know, because most of the time, especially when Fortnite originally came out, the 800 V-Buck outfits were all the very, just, you know, your normal, the regular character models, just kind of with a different style, like they would have a different pattern on the shirt or a different pattern on the pants or something. But when they, you know, make something that's more unique for the 800 V-Buck price range, I always really appreciate it. So I like this one. You know, she's got the headphones on, spades on her shoulder there. Yeah, pretty nice. Okay. We also have the Panda Team Leader outfit today with the Bamboo Backbling for 2,000, the Wukong outfit and the Royale Flags Backbling for 2,000, the Jingu Bang Harvesting Tool for 1,200, the Trespasser Elite outfit for 1,500. And that looks like that is everything today. Okay, so you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Now, let's go ahead and talk about our tip of the day. I'm going to bring up the map. Now, if you want to know a great spot to drop now, it is, you know, just west of Logjam Lumberyard now. It's the little shack that's west of the hill, I believe this is where it is. West of Logjam Lumberyard, where the Lieutenant John Llama cabin is. Because now, we already talked about this before once, but there's a guaranteed, whatchamacallit. Okay, wait, southwest, yeah, of Logjam Lumberyard. But there is a guaranteed llama. That's a loot llama that's going to drop there, okay? So, guaranteed, every match, there's going to be one inside this little stable there that Lieutenant John Llama is at. Plus, now, Lieutenant John Llama also sells the new shield keg. So, you are going to start off the match with a ton of shield and a ton of, splashes to use throughout the match. Especially, those spicy splashes that give you the speed boost as well. Those are a wonderful item to have. Plus, you're going to have the shield. So, even if you're running a full squad, that's a great spot to land, right? Because you're going to get shield for everybody right away. You're not far from Logjam Lumberyard, where everybody's going to be able to get, plenty of material and loot that area. And there's other smaller buildings and unnamed POIs that are close enough by to loot for your whole squad. So pretty good new drop spot with the new item being sold by Lieutenant John Llama. Now, the scientist also sells the Serp kegs, like we read in the blog post, which is he is over at the Sanctuary. But yeah, the Lieutenant John Llama landing spot, that is going to be a very desirable place to land this season now, with him selling the shield keg and the guaranteed loot llama there. So I would definitely be convincing your friends that is where you want to land this season, so that you guys can get more wins. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.